Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You don't need me to tell you how great you are, flaws and all, but I will. You don't need a pep talk from me about your goodness, but I'll give you one because you deserve it. Let me tell you what I'm going to share with you today. Conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to share with you more leftist lies. I will regale you with the truth about these scumbags who want you to follow them even though they know they are despicable people. And they can get mad at me. You know my stance. I don't care. I don't care how despicable they are. I'm going to tell you about yourself. I tell conservatives about ourselves. I tell you all the time. It's a fine line between us and them. And you know what? We don't straddle it. We don't even try to get anywhere near that line because we know it's dangerous. I already can tell you, I could easily be doing a lot better if I decided to cross that line or get anywhere near it. But I won't. And neither do you. You will play by the rules no matter what. And sometimes it's to a fault because they know that. They can predict us. We're too easy to figure out. It's okay. We're going to win in the end. But let me just give you a storyline about a leftist lie. You've heard me talk about it. And for the record, every day you come to listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to talk about the same stuff. I'm going to talk about it differently, but I'm going to talk about the same stuff. It's like going to church. How long have you been going to church? How many times you got to hear about baby Jesus, you know, moving that rock? Well, Jesus, he wasn't baby Jesus at the time, but he moved that rock and he left that tomb. You know, send it back up to heaven. He's coming back. I mean, how many times do you have to hear about the walls of Jericho falling down? You know, I mean, we know all the stories. You may not quote scripture, but you know the stories. If you've been in church as long as I have, you've heard about the stories. I'm about to go all Baptist preacher on you now. But what makes it interesting? What makes you keep coming back? You want to know what it is? Your life experiences. You'll hear a sermon, and the sermon doesn't apply to you right then and there. You're like, that one doesn't apply to me. Life is good. And then you go back in, you hear that same sermon a week, a month, a year later, 10 years later, and you go, it applies to me, Lord. Because it does. It's very cyclic on when it applies and when it doesn't. And this show, I'm going to tell you, the only way it's interesting is I try to make it apply. It has to deal with day to day. And so you're dealing with day to day. Yeah, I'm probably tapping into some of your frustrations. And you say, you know what, Kev, you got me. This sermon is for me today. Anyway, this story I saw, I'm going to read you the first sentence. The risk of long COVID have been distorted due to a flawed body of research, according to experts. So remember, everybody's talking about, oh yeah, he's got long COVID versus what? Short COVID versus fat COVID? What? So you got long COVID. It's the extenuating circumstances. I can tell you this. I had extenuating circumstances of getting COVID. I had a resonance in my body. I was telling you guys, I could feel it from my knee, my knees up to my, you know, chest. And it was like a low hum in my body. That I couldn't figure out. And I didn't have it before I got COVID. So maybe it was the mRNA restructuring my DNA. I don't know. But I felt it. And it went on for months. I didn't call it long COVID. It was a reaction to something that happened in that Chinese bioweapon or whatever the heck it is. And it impacted my body. It is what it is. And now I'm done. And I'm back to normal. I probably had COVID 5 times. I didn't even know the other times. But it is what it is. And all the experts, there's long COVID. You've got to worry about this. You've got to worry about that. Let me tell you what you got to worry about. Don't take that shot or you will be worrying your whole life. And I said that. told you that. But here's my point. Again, they tell you, oh, this is the reaction, this is this or that. And then what happened? Oh, well, the research was flawed, and so-and-so got money for this and that. And somebody was paid to tell you something that was untrue. That's what it boils down to. They're liars. AOC was on and talking about immigration. I saw this clip. AOC talks about the number of immigrants coming in. I don't know if I'm going to cover the next segment because we don't have time. But flawed math, flawed reasoning, flawed everything. But she sees it as truth. And when you hear her, she's passionate about her idiocy. Look, if you want to be passionate about your kids, you want to be passionate about your job, you want to be passionate about a charity you work for, I'm all for passion. But when you're passionate about your ignorance, I got a problem with your passion. This woman is passionate about being stupid. She is passionately stupid. Listen, the world is going to be destroyed in a decade, and we got to do something about this weather. And I don't know whether you think about it, but weather is killing us. Oh. Okay, more stuff. Saw this article. And we're going to touch on all of this. I'm just giving you some. This is food for thought. Think of this as an appetizer before the meal. So, I don't know what day, but it was in a big city, and there was like a theft rampage. Pretty soon, I'm going to tell you something. If the leftists are allowed to keep up what they're doing in destroying this economy, penalizing shop owners, people who are trying to make money, and finding out that they're just getting pilfered, they're getting stolen. Your insurance rate, imagine what insurance costs to have a little store. Target is going to close a bunch of stores. Where? Anybody want to guess? You think it was in the country? You think it was in some little town where they opened up a store, population, 50,000? Or do you think it was in the big city? We'll touch on that together when we touch on this other one. Because what I'm telling you is all around you is chaos. That's what leftists deliver. And you know what you do? You're that moderating, equalizing factor. You're that calming factor. You're the ones that make people believe in something better. Good for you. Good for being on the side of righteousness. I was talking to one of my guys. I said, one of my cousins called me. Very religious cousin, older than I am, but she was struggling with, Kevin, why are you a Republican and a conservative and I'm not? You know why she was struggling with it? Because she respects me. She was like, I need to be on your side of this. I'm on your side of everything else, Kev. Why? I explained it, and she flipped. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Friday shows are supposed to be a little more lighthearted, but I do want to cover some of this stuff that has to do with Biden. And we touched on this before about the emails. And I told you guys, I have multiple emails, but they're not hidden or anything. I don't have other names, you know, like I have one that's like, well, it's my business email. And we have multiple emails because we have multiple entities. And then I have a personal email that I, to be honest with you, I rarely use anymore. Long story short, there's a reason why I have my emails. You'll know what they are, and they're not hiding anything, and they're meant to be very distinctive about, okay, are you doing something with the Flick Fest, or are you doing something with our Seeking Educational Excellence, or whatever. And then, as I said, professional email, personal email, they almost, for me, cross the line, because when I'm in my professional email, I still send stuff to family and friends because it's easy to get a hold of me. Probably shouldn't, not for any other reasons than just it clutters my email box. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But if I were a public servant, I would use my email for, you know, whatever, State Department or Department of Interior, whatever, I'd use my .gov email for everything official, and I would transfer to my personal email for everything unofficial. And I would only use a personal one. For my personal email, I have one personal email. I don't have 15. Now, I used to, when it was first setting up email, I was like, oh, this would be fun, or this would be fun, and then I'd move it. But now I have one. It's a hassle. The only reason why a lot of people will have more is if they start getting too much spam or something like that. They say, okay, this will be the one that all the spam can go to. I'm going to get a new one so nobody knows it. And again, I don't care. Call it KJ, K, you know, K Jackson. You know who it is. Call it that, and you're happy to look at him. In fact, one of my guys that works on the team, I gave him a password. He goes, hey, man, it let me into your BlackSphere email. He goes, I can actually read your emails because it was a Google permission. I said, that's okay. He's like, well, I don't know that I want to see. I said, I don't either. I don't like that Google did that, but it's okay. You can read my emails. There's nothing to hide. And he was like, well, I just don't feel comfortable. Okay, no problem. But I didn't panic. What? It gave you access to my email? Oh, Lord. Now, Joe Biden, on the other hand, there's 82,000 pages, they said, of potentially responsive documents out of the National Archive, possible records that were part of a Freedom of Information Act. And it's pretty clear that through these emails that Joe Biden took his State Department, official duties as VP, and he put that information into personal emails, and they have the numbers. The American Legal Foundation, 20,000 emails between Hunter Biden's investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, and over 4,000 emails to Hunter Biden himself in these from a personal email perspective. And here are the numbers. 19,335 emails with Rosemont Seneca that Joe Biden says, I don't know anything about this business. 19,000 emails. 4,243 emails to Hunter. 1,753 emails to Jim. 3,738 emails to Jim's Lion Hall Group. More than, you know, it's one thing. I got a brother. I don't know. You guys know this, right? I have a brother. I bet you we don't have maybe 20 emails between us. We have some text messages, we have obviously phone calls, we have birthday cards, but we don't have 19,000 emails between us. Now, if we were in business together, we very well could, because there would be a reason to communicate, but we don't have 19,000 emails between us. We don't even have 2,000. We don't even have 200. And, you know, maybe that's the way other people, maybe you communicate more with your family, but I'll bet you this, unless you're in business with your family or you got, you know, like you got separation anxiety, you don't have 19,000 emails. And certainly not over the period of time that they're talking about. So I don't know where this is going to turn out, but it can't look good. So they said more than 5,000 emails Joe sent from his apparent pseudonyms, including, and here's what gets me. Again, all my emails have my name. Hey, it's Kevin here. Doesn't matter whether it was my old Jackson spelled with an X emails or whatever. Hey, Kevin here. End it with Kevin, 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 Kevin. Joe Biden sent emails with pseudonyms that were named Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R.B. Ware, J.R.B. space W.A.R.E. He used fake names for government purposes. And they said, for instance, he allegedly used the Robert L. Peters moniker to help schedule a meeting with Ukraine's then president Petro Poroshenko, according to an email discovered on Hunter's abandoned laptop archive. The House Oversight Committee was allowed to view the Ukraine-related email and the fraction of the emails with Joe Biden's pseudonym in September. The Oversight Committee wrote a letter in August demanding NARA give lawmakers unrestricted special access to the records under the Presidential Records Act and the law governing NARA, N-A-R-A's, handling of the White House archives. I will make you, though, there's no question in my mind that they have the information here that ties Joe Biden directly to the family business. And that's why Hunter Biden's got problems. Hunter Biden will be subpoenaed. He's going to stand before the man, and he's going to have to answer some very serious questions. They want records in connection with Hunter Biden's flights on Air Force Two, Joe Biden's office communications with Hunter and his business associates. And they wrote an additional letter in September to the State Department requesting records surrounding the Obama administration's push to fire Prosecutor Victor Shokin. Now, I'm gonna spoiler alert. I'm about to let you know what's happening. The Obama administration didn't authorize the firing of Victor Shokin. I know, you're saying, Kevin, how do you know this? This obvious information. You're so smart. You're so brilliant. I appreciate that way you think about me. I do. But let me just finish. They've already said it. The State Department already praised the work that Victor Shokin was doing before Joe Biden went in and upended it for one reason and one reason only. Money to his family. That's why. And when we get into this in the next segment, and probably the rest of the hour, even though I wanted to talk about trans fats, because they're going to ban trans fats. And I don't know what the LGBT community is going to do when they ban trans fats. Because, needless to say, you know, that's not good. That's not good optics. Well, why are we banning trans fats? And by the way, why are we calling them fats? Yeah, you can see where this is going to go. It's going to be a fun discussion. But we got to wrap it up here so we can get into this next segment. But Joe Biden's got a lot of problems. He's not getting out of them. Those of you out there going, Kevin, when's justice coming? I don't know if it'll be justice, but Joe Biden's done. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers. In other news, news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland, after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County, the cause of the derailment under investigation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you seen that commercial? We've got a rap problem. I think it's got to go or something. Round and round the band plays. Or we've got an ant problem. And then they're like, Dingo, it's your Aunt Mabel. And have you connected with me on Facebook? Or great commercial. Very funny. Very clever. Well, Democrats have a Harris problem. And I'm talking about Kamala Harris. Democrats never play out a strategy to the end. Because if they did, they wouldn't have, you know, they would see the error of their ways. And for example, they wouldn't have cheated Biden in office, and they certainly wouldn't have made Kamala Harris vice president. Pick either one of those and tell me where you're going to end up with a good result. Horrible moves. But when you have no bench, you're forced to make such moves. So let's look at the inevitable outcome of Biden's presidency, at least if you believe the polls. A Wall Street Journal poll taken last month found that 73% of voters said Biden's too old to run for re-election. There was a similar poll, APNORC, 77% said that Biden was too old to run, or I'm sorry, to be effective for 4 more years. He hasn't been effective for these years. And a majority, which is 69% of Democrats, were in that poll. A CNN poll that got released recently had almost the same result. 76% of voters said Biden couldn't complete it another term. 73% said fears that his age might negatively affect his physical and mental competence, as if they aren't seeing that already. The reason why those numbers are so overwhelming is because if they ask the question, do you think Biden is compromised physically, mentally, and quite frankly, even financially, the answer would be yes, yes, and yes by most people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Meanwhile, nearly 56% of voters disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance. Now, when I give you these numbers, I want you to be thinking about the overwhelming negatives before we get into some of the positives. This is a poll that was done at 538. Now, all that I've just said, and they say Joe Biden's in a statistical tie with Trump if they run against each other. Complete and utter nonsense. This guy was writing an article. He says, you would think Biden might forego a re-election campaign, or at least face significant pressure from his own party to do so. After all, such a decision would scarcely constitute an admission of failure, as polling makes abundantly clear it would be entirely credible for Biden to say that he simply feels too old to do the job for another 4 years. So he's got his out. Now, why he doesn't take it, we can debate that. But here's what they say, and this is the part that was highlighted by my producer. Yet, most Democratic operatives believe that sticking with Biden is the party's best option, and yet it's hard to figure as with an assessment for, it's hard to argue with this assessment for a simple reason. However bad Biden's numbers are, Kamala Harris's look worse. A CBS News YouGov poll found that 42% of Americans say that the job Harris is doing makes them think worse of the Biden administration, compared to just 18% who said that it makes them feel better. Among independents, 48% said worse, only 9% better. Even among Democrats, only 41% said Harris made them think better of the administration. Now, they knew this going in. No question about it. They've seen Harris in action. When she entered the 2020 Democratic primary, she had a strong fundraising base, high-profile endorsements. She launched and was at 15% support in the polls. She was second behind Biden, just like DeSantis is right now behind Trump. By the time she dropped out, December of 2019, she was polling under 4% nationally, barely beating Andrew Yang. You remember him? She was supposed to appeal to black voters, and when she exited the race, she was actually behind Pete Buttigieg. And of course, we all know the guffaws that she makes every time she opens her mouth. Well, not every time, but when she's speaking, I'll put it that way. So what's the, I open this by saying she's a, you know, an albatross around the Democrats' neck. What are they going to do with her? This person writes, there's little doubt that presidential conceptions of race and gender have some bearing on her unpopularity. But this reality does nothing to reduce the hazards of running a broadly unappealing candidate against Donald Trump, which, for the record, I already told you. They're going to get rid of Trump. They're going to get rid of Biden. Kamala Harris will become president. The powers that be are going to tell her, this is as good as it gets. You are not going to continue to run. You're going to say that you've done your duty, blah, 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 and you're going to be out. But they go on to say this. She would become the Democratic, nevertheless, were Biden to step down, she would become the Democratic front runner. Biden's own election testifies to the power of the vice presidential bona fides. Now, here's what's interesting. When you read these types of articles, you have to understand they actually believe that the presidential race was fair. So they're doing it based on he won. Even when he was unpopular, he won. He got 81 million votes, etc. Flawed logic. They said, in the same sense that the nomination rightfully belongs to Harris would only be further accentuated by her status as the Oval Office's sitting heir apparent. Yet her conspicuous weaknesses would ensure a contested primary. Therefore, result in Biden stepping down would be a long, divisive intra-party contest that would quite likely yield a nominee even more unpopular than Biden. This is why I keep telling you, the Democrats are in bad shape. Bad shape. They've got a lame duck guy who will not survive his first term in this coup. He's going to be damaged goods. He's got a damaged VP who creates a problem for them because she's a woman and she's black. They knew it going in. Oh, and I should add, she's just as incompetent as Joe Biden, highly incompetent. And what do you want to do? You want to replace her with what? Some snazzy looking young white cat from California? Good luck. So this contested primary that I'm telling you is going to happen is going to be a sticking point. They said, Democrats are well advised to stick with the incumbent president who's already proven capable of defeating Trump, his advanced age notwithstanding. This is somebody, I think, writing a puff piece for Joe Biden by explaining, you don't have an alternative. What are you going to do with Kamala Harris? I mean, now, that's not going to happen. He says, at least this is the conventional wisdom among Democratic insiders. And he quotes Politico's Jonathan Martin, High-level Democrats are rallying to President Biden's reelection, not because they think it's in the best interest of the company to have an 82-year-old start a second term, but because they fear the potential alternative, the nomination of Harris and the election of Trump. I don't believe that's what they fear. He said, and yet if Democrats believe that Harris is not a viable presidential candidate, simply having Biden run again in 2024 doesn't solve the problem. If Harris is an uncompetitive candidate in 2024, odds are that she will remain it in 2028, when Democrats will, hopefully, face the historically difficult task of winning a third consecutive presidential term. Nonetheless, it will be even more difficult to defeat Harris in a Democratic primary that year, since she will potentially be America's incumbent president by 2028. At the very least, he will be a two-term vice president. Letting Biden run again to avoid nominating Harris does not solve the problem posed by her unpopularity, but merely postpones it. And the longer Democrats put off confronting this problem head-on, the worse it gets. But guess what they've got now? They've got the same problem that they're thinking about fast-forwarded 4 years. They know, this person may not, but the Democratic Party knows, same issue. What are we going to do? We're going to put her in to run against Trump? Then how do we get rid of her when the time comes? Because it will come. I like being right. He said, even with Biden running, Harris's lack of political rapport remains a challenge for the 2024 ticket, with roughly three-quarters of the electorate voicing fears that Biden, when I finish the next term, the identity of his running mate, takes on heightened salience. Put simply, Biden's age makes Harris's unpopularity a bigger liability, and vice versa. In the era of presidential primaries, party leaders do not have the power to handpick nominees, etc., etc. But presidents do have the power to choose their running mates. But can Joe Biden dump his running mate? What do you think? Sitting vice presidents enjoy profound advantages in presidential primaries. Biden has the power to all but ensure that, should he win re-election, Democrats will have a strong nominee in 2028. There's a strong case for Biden to pick a new running mate in 2024. I love when Democrats' choices spin back on them. We'll finish this when we come back. You listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But people say privately all the time and not on TV all very often, something really bad is going to happen. Okay, it's about to hit the fan in this country. Fox News had to veer away from a lunatic spewing hatred and death threats for Democratic officials in New York because of the migrant caucus. Everyone is on, I don't even know the words. Everyone knows that we're walking into something hideous and no one will do anything. I refuse to believe that nothing can be done. These are people getting their information in part because of the vacuum being created by people with, I don't even know if we call it a spine anymore. That might be an insult to spines. But there are still people out there with followings. You can go out and here's what I want to ask you. When something happens, what do you want to be able to tell your kids and grandkids you did? You good with nothing? You good with, I didn't do anything because I didn't think anyone would listen to me. Trump tweeted something mean about me someday. Because you did something. I tried to do something. Where are all of the Republicans who still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base?
Well, look, all of the red lights are blinking about what is about to happen. And I think that's what makes what Jack Smith is doing so important, because he's saying, okay, right now, you know, this is a stress test for the entire criminal justice system. Look, the Republicans are not going to step up. They are not going to raise their hands. We know that Mitch McConnell is not going to come out of his bunker and say what he said after January 6th. But what I think was so powerful about this document, which I've just skimmed, is the way that Jack Smith basically sounds all of those alarms and says, look, this is not just theoretical. Look what he has done in the past. Look what he is doing right now. You know, and I know that the word, you know, gag order is going to be thrown around a lot. But what he's really saying is that Donald Trump needs to be held to the same standard of that any other criminal defendant would be held to, but also to alert the court to the extent of this campaign to discredit and attack and demean judges and jurors and prosecutors, to discredit the entire process. This is not just one trial among any. Donald Trump is not just one defendant among any. This is a former president of the United States who is prepared to call out the Furies, who is prepared to stoke violence, to tell people, no, come, because it will be wild. And, you know, again, with all of these red lights blinking, the silence that we've gotten used to, I think, becomes less defensible, because what happens in 2024 could be horrific. It is likely to be horrific. And all of the people that enabled it and rationalized it and looked the other way ought to be held to account in some way, at least in their conscience, if not politically.
We are discussing Kamala Harris's potential as a president of the United States, and she will be the president of the United States by default. So you might as well get used to that. And then the question becomes, how do the Democrats jettison her without looking like the heartless skanks that they actually are? Because you've got your woman, you've got your blackness, you've got your Indian, you've got your Me Too, whatever. You got it all, just like they had with Barack Obama. Welcome back, babies. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was but a sampling of the nonsense of Kamala Harris. And I'm telling you, we have a solid, probably what, an hour? If easily an hour of the nonsense that this woman spews. Lots more. The Democrats, they say, she's not just any vice president, but the first woman to ever hold her office, and the first person of black or South Asian descent to do so. Taking the unusual step of dropping her from the ticket could plausibly offend and demotivate those who saw her election as a historic triumph. Now, let me just go ahead and give the Democrats a little bit of quarter here. Don't worry. Kamala Harris isn't liked. She's not liked in your party and all that, but she is symbolic. But see, that's the thing about Democrats. You don't have to be liked. You have to be symbolic. Joe Biden is symbolic. He's the first, well, he may not be the first stooge, but he's among them that got to be president. He's the first brain dead president we've had. He's the first one who's been compromised going in. I mean, he's got a lot of firsts. That's why Democrats stick up for him. We are all behind Joe, till they're not. Right? We talked the other day about the Dump Joe campaign that's going on. Speaking of which, there is a campaign amongst Republicans to make people believe that Donald Trump is unelectable, that the down ticket is hurting because of Trump, especially here in Arizona. They say, we didn't win any of the statewide elections. It's funny how Democrats will use their cheat to reinforce their BS. You falling for it? They go on to talk about Kamala Harris. They say, this is a serious risk, but its severity is unclear. It's worth noting, even among black voters, Biden tends to have a slightly higher approval rating than Harris. Let me tell you who doesn't like Harris. You want to know? Black women. Given the demonstrable pragmatism of the Democratic base in general and non-white Democrats in particular, it seems plausible that Harris's replacement would prompt less backlash than the party elites fear. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. I said it before. Kamala Harris will serve as president, and then she will be kicked to the proverbial curb, and rightfully so. Now, who replaces her is going to be a dingbat, crazy, you know, another leftist, but it won't be Kamala Harris that the Democrat hitches its wagon to. It's one thing to talk about how unpopular Joe Biden is and try to sell he got 81 million votes, but you ain't going to get that from, what's that band, Supertramp? I think there was a band called Supertramp, wasn't there, back in the 70s? Oh, I don't know why I just thought of that. Anyway, they say, faced with the imperative of defeating Trump in 2020, the Democratic primary electorate gamely lined up behind the candidate deemed most electable by the mainstream media. If Harris's replacement is widely characterized as a savvy means of defeating Trump next year, then it might not be that hard for the Democrat faithful to swallow. Let me just tell you, that is what's going to happen. This piece is essentially a prelude to what is happening. They want to give you the pros and cons, but they're really giving you, we're dumping Kamala, she's out, and they won't tell you who's in. They just say, if there's somebody, can anybody think of anybody, Gavin Newsom? I'm just curious if anybody knows Gavin Newsom or somebody that might be able to do it. And this is a memo, Gavin Newsom, huh? Yep, defeating Trump is the number one priority of the Democrats. I got clips on top of clips where Democrats and even some Republicans are panicked beyond belief that Donald Trump very well could end up being president again. And they better be scared. They better be. They say, what's more, the voters who are most likely to have strong positive feelings for Harris tend to be some of America's most committed Democratic partisans. It's not clear that a meaningful percentage of this constituency will withhold support for Biden in 2024 under any conditions. So they're recognizing that there's a pretty decent swath of America that's just plain stupid, and you will never get through to them no matter what. So it doesn't matter whether you call Kamala Harris out her name, as my grandmother would say, or you talk about her, or you, it doesn't matter. They're going to vote Democrat come heck or high water. But see, the problem that the Democrats and the Uniparty has is that Donald Trump has more of those votes than any other candidate, probably in history. So what are they going to do? How are the Democrats going to wade these pretty fast-flowing waters? They go on, they say there are ways to mitigate any perceived slight. It's not difficult to name Democrats who both look strong in national candidates and possess at least one of Harris's historical novel identities. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They say she enjoys a majority approval in her swing state. You believe that? Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock has won two statewide elections in the last 3 years. If he lost his Senate seat, he'd lose it for good. Tammy Duckworth is an Asian American war heroine who outperformed her state's governor, J.B. Pritzker, in her last reelection bid. The Democrats' bench of African American women is admittedly less extensive, but Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood shows promise. They're naming everybody but the person that they actually want. You ain't fooling me, the Democrats. In any case, they said Democrats would also need to secure Harris's cooperation with any hypothetical succession. If Harris were to become an administration critic or fan the flames of backlash, even covertly, then replacing her would obviously be more damaging. I love it. Harris has them in a rock and a hard place because they're going to get rid of her, but they got to give her concessions. I don't know what that's going to be, but it won't be Biden and it won't be her, and it ain't going to be anybody I name. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.